Steelers had three penalties for 15 yards in the game. I think Mike Tomlin's done a great job through three games. A great job. And there will be a time in the season where we will take phone calls, get tweets. People will be criticizing the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's the way it goes in the NFL. That's the way it goes in professional sports. So I just want to make sure I get it out there. He's doing an awesome job right now.
Yeah.
An awesome job. Hey, we committed too many penalties. Here's how we're going to fix it. Bang. One game later, it's fixed. There's other reasons why I would say this has been a good coaching job so far by Mike Tomlin. We'll have time to get into all that. But here's something we sucked at. We're not going to suck at it, and they don't. To me, that's the most obvious sign of good coaching, Doran.
Yes. Yes. Let's fix what we're not good at, and let's make sure that it's not a problem moving forward. They did that last year with the whole full pads in practice. Remember whenever they were about to play Baltimore? It's like, oh, it's the pads. Like, whatever works for you, it works for you.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't believe it. I'm like, okay, you're just going to slap pads on, and now all of a sudden you're going to become a physical football team. But Mike Tomlin knows how to win. I mean, I would never question, like, hey, if it works, I don't care who it is. Like, if it works for you, do it. If you think that it works, do it. And it did work. And some of the things that he does do, you'd be like, you'd look at it and be like, yeah, I don't know. But it worked for him, and he understands how to win. He's done it a lot of years. He's done this a lot of times over the years, and that is a good – even I think I talked to you offline. I don't know if we were on air or not, but I was like, I don't know about like refs being a practice. Like how many flags are they gonna throw? Like, honestly.
We've talked about that going back for a while too. But if it works.
Yeah, it worked.
It works. And I had wondered aloud, and again, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, Doran. Life bleeds in often. I said, why not just have them at the beginning of the year, every practice. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because you want to see if it's going to be an issue. And if it is, okay, now we can address it. And if it's not an issue, you don't even have to think about it. But it's sort of a bullet you got in the chamber. If we need to use this, we can use it. So I respect that from Mike Tomlin. Also, what were the Chargers good at? Running the football. And so you go into the game, and you don't let them do the thing that they were good at. Another mark of good coaching. Oh, you want to run the ball? Oh, you have the best running back in the NFL through 2 weeks? Oh, 9.9 yards per carry? And you hold the Los Angeles Chargers to 61 rushing yards on 20 attempts. That's 3.1 yards per rush. Hey, I thought Dobbins made a couple of plays in the first half, but that's it. Couple of plays. They shut him down. Shut him down. And I know that Taylor Heinicke came in late, and some people are going to look at that and go, oh, you didn't beat a full compliment. That's the NFL. Steelers didn't have their right tackle, who's going to be lost for the season because he broke his kneecap.
Didn't have their left guard.
Didn't have their left guard, who, in their opinion, and I think it's the right opinion, is their best offensive lineman. They suffered some injuries during the game. We'll get into that in a little bit, but including Alex Highsmith, who you paid a lot of money to, and the next guy just comes in, oh, has two sacks, just rolls out of bed, two sacks.
I really want to talk about that, like spend a whole segment on that.
Yeah.
I have a take. Well, yeah.
I can't wait to hear the take. Do you want to do it now?
No.
Okay, cool. We'll wait on that. We'll wait on that take. Now I'm like, I'm drooling. It's like you ring that bell, Pavlov's dog. It's, oh, Dorn's got a take. Drip, 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 drip. Gus Edwards, 3 carries, 9 yards. J.K. Dobbins, 15 carries, 44 yards. Again, I am not going to sit here. Like let's peel back the curtain. One of the reasons why Monday's my favorite is because I watch the game, and I watch the highlights again at night, and I'll take in, I watched NFL primetime with Berman, and I just get the scope of the league, and I think I figure some stuff out. I'm excited because I sit down with you, 6 years NFL experience, played football your entire life, color commentator, and I know I'm going to learn stuff. So I cannot wait until you drop that take. But here's the obvious takeaway. When you suck at something and you fix it immediately, that's the mark of good coaching. And when you know the other team does something really well and you take it away from them, that's really good coaching.
Yes.
So we can sit here and we can talk about how the Steelers have only scored 51 points in three games or whatever it is. The Steelers, I thought, did a good job on Drake London the first game and didn't let that safety tandem take over the game. I thought the Steelers just sat on the thing in the second half last week knowing that they weren't going to lose to a rookie quarterback who actually looked pretty good this week. And then in this game, you take the runaway, you don't have penalties, and it looks the way it should when you clean up your mistakes.
I think that's a great point by you that I think we just, you know, you just said and didn't even realize. Like, look at the two teams. Look at the two teams that the Steelers played before the Chargers. Like, those teams are actually playing, like, decent. Like, even last night, I watched, I mean, Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons look like a good team going against, I mean, it's the Chiefs, I get it. But they look like they're a good football team. They do. Like, it's not like the Steelers beat, the first two games at least, they beat some bad teams. Denver's probably bad, but I mean, what they did, the Buccaneers, I'm thinking the Buccaneers are going to go to the NFC Championship game this year.
I know.
And they absolutely stumped them.
That was my shocker of the weekend, man.
Me too.
I didn't see that coming. If you would have asked me last week who the worst two teams in football are, I'd have told you the Panthers, like, by a country mile. They haven't had a lead.
And they won.
They won? They hadn't had a lead since week 13 last year.
Crazy.
A lead! What? I would have said that that was the worst team, and I probably would have put Denver.
Me too.
Right there. And the Steelers went out there in their spot and didn't let them move the football. They scored 6 points. Steelers went in there and dominated Atlanta in week one defensively and really did move the ball pretty well offensively. And you're right. Those teams probably not as bad in Denver's case and in Atlanta's case, probably pretty good. And so who cares who you play anyhow as long as you take care of business? But those wins in retrospect start to look a little bit better.
Man, I was just sitting here thinking, like, the Falcons' first three games, the Steelers, the Eagles, and the Chiefs, like, what? That just dawned on me as well. Like,
it's rough.
That's tough.
That is tough. And then you start looking at the Steelers' schedule, man, and you don't want to get greedy because we just talked about it, basically. It's a week-to-week league. It's a month-to-month league. You can lose to anybody. You can beat anybody. But at Indy, you're basically taking on a rookie quarterback based on his experience. Mike Tomlin dominates rookie quarterbacks. Then you got Dallas coming here. In Dallas the last couple of weeks, they've taken it on the chin. Mm. Then you're at Vegas. Vegas just lost to Carolina. Mm. Andy Dalton looked pretty good. Jets at home. Giants at home at Washington. Caboli wrote, they could be 9-0. Come on. It's the NFL. Not doing that. But 7-2? 6-3?
They'll take it.
You'll take it. And the second half of the season schedule doesn't quite look as bad as it did before the season started.